In this video, I'm going to rank every single assault rifle that has been in Chapter 6 of Fortnite, at least so far. I will say, I do have to give some honorable mentions to a couple weapons here. The F-11D and E-11 blasters from the Galactic Battle mini-season, they are technically considered SMGs by the Fortnite wiki, but I could see if you wanted to rank them as ARs. And honestly, the same goes for Midas's Gilded Eye drum gun as well, right? Technically, it's considered an SMG, but let's be honest, most players will end up using it as an AR. So if you wanted to make this list yourself and include those weapons, I think you could. If you do go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, subscribe. We're almost at 90,000 subscribers on our way to 100,000, and use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop when you get the chance. But with that all out of the way, let's get into this ranking. All right, folks, we've got 12 assault rifles on deck for today somehow in Chapter 6, and at my number 12 spot is the Collateral Damage Assault Rifle. Obviously, this will include its mythic version, and it kind of feels unfair to rank it as an assault rifle. I mean, look, I know it is literally an assault rifle, but we all know it plays more and better suited to an SMG role. This weapon just doesn't stand up to any of the assault rifles in this list, and I think just in the grand scheme of Fortnite assault rifles, this is one of the worst we've seen in a while. And while yes, there are some parts of this weapon that are definitely bad, I don't think it's necessarily this weapon's fault. I mean, genuinely, it being in a season that's going up against some of the best scoped ARs in Fortnite history, literally the Striker Burst Rifle, the Hollow Twister AR, and the Twin Mag Assault Rifle, it's like, this weapon just can't compete with that. And I think that's kind of the community consensus, right? Is that the Collateral Damage Assault Rifle just had no point being in Chapter 6 Season 2, and yeah, I would agree with that. Moving on to number 11 is the exotic version of the Collateral Damage. That's the Lawless Trinity Assault Rifle. So many people seem to really, really like this weapon, and I just don't understand why. It shoots a triangular spread of a bunch of bullets, but it uses 3 bullets per shot, so you've only got 10 shots before you have to reload. And honestly, the reason why this weapon is ahead of its, you know, base version, just the regular Collateral Damage AR, is because this weapon can actually be pretty decent at those close ranges. It's almost like you can kind of treat it as a shotgun, and it'll be all right at those close ranges, but to me, this is just not a desirable assault rifle whatsoever. And yeah, while it's kind of gimmicky, it's fun to use, it's different than anything we've ever seen, in the grand scheme of Chapter 6 assault rifles, I don't think it's good whatsoever. Moving on to number 10 is the A280 CFE blaster rifle. Obviously, this will include its mythic version. And some of you may be confused by this placement. You know, you might say that you saw this thing everywhere in Galactic Battle. Everybody was running it, especially in Zero Build. And I don't even think that's necessarily because this assault rifle was so good. I just think that there wasn't any better options. Like, don't get me wrong, I get it. It's got a scope. It's very useful, like I said, in Zero Build. But just looking by the numbers, the effective magazine size, right, is 22 bullets before it overheats. And its DPS in the common version is 114, only getting up to 140 in those legendary versions. That is not good whatsoever for a fully automatic assault rifle. In fact, it's one of the weaker ones we've seen in a while. And again, I think this is an assault rifle that if you put in any other Fortnite season, it's not a top tier assault rifle whatsoever, and you wouldn't see it get picked up. And I don't know, consider this a hot take, but I'm sticking by my guns here. Moving on to number 9 is the Ranger Assault Rifle. And did anybody even forget that this weapon was in Chapter 6? Because, you know, I'm raising my hand right now. I totally forgot this thing came back briefly in Chapter 6 Season 1. And it is honestly a pretty decent assault rifle. Like, it's not good, it's not bad. It is genuinely a decent assault rifle. Big advantage for this weapon is that big time damage in those higher rarities. In the legendary version, you're looking at 37 damage a shot. That is huge for an assault rifle, but again, it's one of those things where in Chapter 6 Season 1, were you going to take the Ranger over the Hollow Twister? No, you were not. One of those assault rifles where I think you're just going to take it until you find something better. Moving on to number 8, we've got the DLT-19 Blaster Rifle from, of course, Galactic Battle. Again, I think this pick is going to upset some people putting it ahead of the A280, but for me, I was taking this weapon over that one. I like to play aggressive in Fortnite, and this is a weapon that can be that kind of, you know, hybrid assault rifle SMG weapon. And in that legendary version, you're looking at a DPS of 180, all right? Now we're starting to get a little bit better. It's a really, really accurate weapon. It's got very minimal bloom, especially for a fire rate of 7.3. That's really, really good for an assault rifle. And while I don't think it was the best assault rifle in Galactic Battle, I think it's serviceable. At number 7 is going to be the DC-15 Blaster Rifle, again from Galactic Battle. And I think this was the best assault rifle in that season. You could essentially think about this weapon like an AK, right? I don't really have to go in depth about these weapons because you guys just use them. It's your kind of, you know, slower firing, heavy hitting assault rifle with big time damage, 44 damage in the legendary version. And yeah, honestly, like, I don't really know what else to say. I just preferred this weapon over the other assault rifles in this season. Again, I'm not out here saying that this is a top tier assault rifle we've ever seen, but in the right hands, since it's so accurate, you hit 2-3 shots back to back, you're gonna absolutely nuke somebody. Again though, please be sure to let me know your guys' thoughts in the comment section about my weapon ranking for these galactic battle weapons, because honestly, they are pretty close. At number 6 is the Fury Assault Rifle. This will include its Mythic version, of course. And you know what? I honestly think the Fury has seen a little bit of a resurgence in Chapter 6, Season 3, and honestly, you can just chalk that up to the fact that there's no scoped AR in the game currently. Specifically, the Hollow Twister, right? The Fury never stood a chance in Chapter 6, Season 1 because of the Hollow Twister. I kind of felt bad for it, honestly. I feel like this weapon deserved a fair shot. And now that it's in Chapter 6, Season 3 with one other assault rifle that is not scoped, you're starting to see a lot more usage with the Fury. I've even been seeing some pros using this weapon. It's got a DPS of almost 200 in that legendary version, and honestly, it's one of those weapons that either feels like I absolutely shred somebody, or it does nothing and I'm shooting marshmallows. My number 5 spot, though, is going to be the Spire Rifle. Obviously, will include its Mythic version. And yes, while the Fury Assault Rifle is good, I think in Chapter 6, Season 3, you're going to be taking the Spire Rifle, and if you watched any gameplay, you're going to see that that has been the case. It feels weird that Fortnite officially names this thing as an LMG, but it is grouped up with the rest of the assault rifle, so you know what, we're going to talk about it here. The key thing that separates this weapon from the others on this list is really that magazine size, right, of 50 bullets before you have to reload. No other weapon on this list can even come close to that. And yes, while this weapon is getting a lot of love and I am praising it on this list, it's one of those things where I do feel like if there was a scoped assault rifle in this season, like the Twin Mag, like the Striker Burst, or like the Hollow, people would still probably gravitate towards those weapons. And I don't know if that's just like a thing about the Fortnite community just loving scoped assault rifles, or if they are just truthfully genuinely better. And while it does feel like this weapon can melt sometimes, to me, I'm getting like really heavy flapjack assault rifle vibes. And to be honest with you, that's not necessarily the best thing. And I think it's just a case of it's the best weapon in Chapter 6, Season 3, because there is nothing better than it. I mean, obviously that's kind of an oxymoron, but you get what I'm saying. Moving on to number 4, I've got the Lawless Accelerant Hollow Twister AR. Of course, this was the exotic version of the Hollow Twister from Chapter 6, Season 2, and this is a weapon that I'm very, very torn about. So for the majority of exotic weapons we've ever seen in Fortnite, they typically will do the same amount of damage as their legendary version counterpart. But that is not the case for this weapon. In fact, this weapon does the same amount of damage as the common Hollow Twister assault rifle. Now, of course, they did that because this weapon's fire rate speeds up dramatically the longer that you hold the trigger. So that means the DPS is going to rapidly scale like crazy. But hear me out, right? How many times with the Hollow Twister do you feel like you're holding the trigger constantly for more than, I don't know, 8 to 10 bullets in a row? I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm not, you know, holding down the trigger on this thing to the point where you're going to be feeling the big effects of that faster fire rate. And so honestly, I would just recommend you take the purple legendary or mythic Hollow Twister over this weapon. Again, when it is at that peak fire rate and it's at that fastest literal possible fire rate it can have, yeah, it's going to absolutely melt. But I feel like most times you just don't get to that point. At my number 3 spot though, guys, is gonna be the Twin Mag Assault Rifle. Now, I think this weapon did take a big hit in Chapter 6. Remember, back in Chapter 4, Season 4, this was arguably the best assault rifle of all time. But the Twin Mag in Chapter 6 was hit with a bunch of nerfs that really made it tough to use. They decreased the body shot damage by 3 in every single rarity. That's a pretty big deal for an assault rifle, and it honestly just feels much more difficult to control that recoil than it does with the Hollow Twister. I don't know if that's an effect of the weapon just genuinely having more unpredictable recoil, or if that's the scope. Like, personally, I would prefer the Hollow scope over the Twin Mag AR scope. And while this weapon is certainly a worthy competitor to the Hollow Twister, and you could totally make an argument maybe it's even better than the Hollow Twister, in my opinion, that is not the case, and I was always taking the Hollow Twister. At my number 2 spot, and just edging out the Twin Mag, honestly, is the Striker Burst Rifle. Now remember, this weapon was in Chapter 5, Season 4, but it was a projectile weapon there. Now it is a hitscan weapon, and you really, really feel that difference. I do think there's a world where you put the Twin Mag Striker Burst or the Hollow Twister as your best assault rifle in Chapter 6. They are honestly just so tightly knit together. They are three incredible assault rifles, and realistically, to me, just came down to, do you prefer burst rifles or do you prefer fully autos? If you prefer burst rifles, yeah, I would say take the Striker Burst over the Hollow Twister. If you prefer fully autos, I would say take the Hollow Twister. Especially the red dot sight on this thing is just chef kiss. This is a really, really good assault rifle, and I think in the grand scheme of things, actually kind of underrated. But at my number one spot today, guys, and I've been saying it all through the video, you knew it was coming. It's the Hollow Twister assault rifle. I mean, how many times have I said Hollow Twister in this video? I know you guys are probably tired of hearing it. It is genuinely one of the best assault rifles we've ever seen. It is in the top five, certainly. And I really have not seen such a big discrepancy between two weapons. Honestly, maybe in Fortnite history, like I did in Chapter 6, Season 1 with the Hollow Twister and the Fury, right? This thing just bullied that weapon. And look, it's seen nerfs in body shot damage, in structure damage, fire rate decreases, reload time increases. I mean, seriously, they've tried everything they could to make the Hollow Twister balance, but I do still think it's the best assault rifle in Chapter 6, and really, I don't think that's going to be a hot take. Most of you guys should agree with this spot, and yeah, honestly, I don't know what else to say. This thing's an absolute beast. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. I honestly can't believe how many assault rifles we've had so far in Chapter 6, and honestly, of course, we're going to have more in the future, and I will be sure to update this video when that happens. Let me know if there's any other class of weapon you would like to see me do this with. I think it would probably work best with shotguns, but maybe even potentially SMGs. If you did go on to enjoy this video, please be sure to leave it a like so I know you want to see more ranking content. And yeah, with that all being said, I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.